Network.
Some overdrive here to jam in at least three more phone calls. John Jay and Mouse Link. John and then Mouse Link. You're on the air from Florida. John, thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. Great to be on your show. Love what you do. Keep doing what you're doing. Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
All right. I wanted to mention, I was watching Fox News the other night. Sarah Palin was being interviewed. And the interviewer was talking about Mitt Romney, how he was the best candidate to go up against Obama. And Palin was making the case for Newt Gingrich. Well, we all know Newt Gingrich is as corrupt as it comes, but she was making the case for him. But as she was talking, she said something very interesting towards the end of the interview. She says those pundits who are telling them what to do and those elites who want them to obey and listen to them and want them to shut the race down. And just as she said that, the interviewer completely cut her off. So it is just real interesting when you hear something like that on the mainstream media. I figured you'd get a kick out of that one.
Well, there are different camps. And Gingrich has always been a Democratic operative. And so the reason Republicans are attacking him isn't because he's such a globalist. So is Romney. It's that he's pretty much always been known, this is now coming out, as a Democratic Party operative and as a globalist, you know, a deep cover operative. And so it's, you know, the fact is Republicans don't like him. He's not even a rhino. And so that's why they can't stand him, because he did sabotage a lot of stuff that they wanted back in the 80s and 90s while posing as a conservative. He's extremely out of control. I think the elite are scared of him because he is such an egomaniac. They don't want somebody who might actually try to be president, even though he'd be evil. They want somebody who's more of a puppet like Mitt Romney. And that's my analysis of the situation. And in a way, that's kind of true. I mean, I'm not saying I like Mitt Romney. It's just Gingrich is dangerous, as I've been saying for years. I mean, the elite are even scared of him. I mean, he's a psychopath. He's dangerous. And so that's why they want a rubber stamp puppet, empty suit like Obama or Romney. Appreciate the call. Great points. Mouse Link in New York. You're on the air.
Alex, it's so good to speak to you. Is Catherine still on the line?
She's gone.
Okay. I had a couple of questions for her about the announcement that Twitter made this week about being able to selectively remove tweets based on the country of origin. Did you
Yes.
see that at all?
Yes, I covered it. It's in the Daily Mail and Associated Press and London Guardian. They're just announcing they're going to censor anytime they want, any government request. If you're in Thailand and say, I don't like the taxes are too high, boom, your account's gone. Not just your tweet. They're admitting that they're going to censor. Twitter is hooked up with the State Department on record. Twitter is a globalist operation. You know, we use it. But it doesn't mean it'll be there forever. We use their big platforms to reach people, but we know it's all part of the internet takeover.
I agree with you. I like Twitter a lot. You know, what I think is that we need to sidestep the official systems of communication and create alternative technology. And what I wish that somebody was talking about, because I don't hear anybody mentioning this idea, is that we could create a peer-to-peer internet based on existing technologies with, you know, the technology that everybody already has in their home with, like their Wi-Fi or maybe something like WiMAX. I mean, I don't understand why we couldn't daisy chain like an internet connection through all of our neighbors.
Well, stuff like that's going to happen. But the biggest thing is just going to other sites that aren't part of the globalist insider ring and fighting for the freedom of the web, pointing out that it's nothing but a monopolistic takeover taking place and using the web while we've still got it. I mean, folks, please, on your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, plug Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a reason they're starting more and more to censor us. By the way, I keep forgetting, and I don't know if the link's up yet, but we're going to have Infowars.com/on the road. But I'm going to be speaking in Dallas and Orlando, Florida, coming up in only like 20 days from now. And I haven't even really plugged this. Tickets are on sale. We'll go quick once folks find out about it. You can find the article about it. It's titled Alex Jones, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock.
tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to have Dr. Catherine Albrecht joining us. She's a, of course, journalist as well, who for a long time has been reporting on the surveillance police state grid. She's going to be joining us in the third hour today to talk about Google's new user policies, where they admit that basically everything you do is going to be tracked and going to be used and going to be tied together from all Google platforms, from Google smartphones, the droids, right through to your searches, to where you shop online, to your habits, to the movies you're purchasing. Your psychological profile will be integrated in to their social network systems. It'll be integrated into YouTube, and all of it cross-referenced, popping up tailor-made ads, but also telling your friends and family where you've been shopping, what you've been doing, saying, hey, Bob went here, Bob did this. Do you think you'll like what Bob's doing? That's the incredible creepiness that Facebook's had, of course, for several years now, where when you want to log into your own account, they say, here's this individual from your high school. Confirm that this is the person from your high school. This happened to Darren McBreen on his Facebook. It's happened to us on our official Facebook. And you're there. You can't even remember. You're like, yeah, I vaguely remember that name and that person, but I mean, this is, they're an adult now. I can't really. It's wanting you to ping that data so they can have HUMAT or human intelligence with the AI interface to know if that is indeed someone that you knew in high school. And then you think that you're just, oh, proving to it that you're really logging into your Facebook. And they build these big maps with it. It is beyond ultra creepy. And on the internet takeover front, remember, the washers, the dryers, the entertainment centers, your television, the household appliances, especially the refrigerator, almost all of the new ones, and this is global standardization. Corporations actually tell the government globally, the governments, they have big meetings, how to standardize, what systems to go with, and they have debates about it and things. And sometimes you'll see something like Blu-ray versus HD disc, and there'll be a fight between two global companies, and then one comes out on top like Blu-ray. But generally, it's globally standardized. And back doors are built in under regulation and in some countries under law, where your cell phone tracks you, where they can dial in and listen to you, even when your phone's turned off. That was put into regulatory law in 1996. I know I belabor that point. It's just this stuff is so standardized. Take India. They just passed a new internet ID law by executive order. They couldn't get the parliament to do it, but I saw an article over the weekend where the government just signed an executive order where you're going to thumbprint and face scan to be able to connect to the internet. And then if they ever say you've done something wrong, no judge, no jury under these international treaties, you are now just banned. You hold your phone up to be able to get your smartphone to be able to get online or your PC or whatever the case is, and it says sorry. And then somebody else logs on for you. They then get banned. I mean, this is the total control. And then everything's going to be on these clouds. And so the globalists can put out one directive, and this is in all these treaties, and every website not authorized to, quote, have a certain song. No judge, no jury, no nothing. The song is erased off of the servers. And there's global standardization in the Cybersecurity Act. There was an article, a press release by Homeland Security last Friday we covered, put out by them saying Homeland Security at Davos gets agreement from other nations on global standardization of all commerce, buying and selling. And they're going to tie it to biometrics. And once the biometrics are in place, where you just walk into the store, you'll still swipe the card, still give the code, but the face scanning camera will authenticate that you're using the card, that you're engaged in it. Now, constantly you hear about murders, crimes, rapes, and the police never release the videos or it's never recording at the time, and that's all lies. The system wants the crime. So they only selectively, I could take you in the town I live in Austin, to East 11th, all these places. I can show you crack dealers, prostitutes, no one stops them. Now, if you don't pay your cut to the criminal boss above you who's paying off city officials and government people, you'll get shut down. But the point is, it's all scripted. It's all organized crime. You know, that case of the West Point grad, I guess he was a captain over in Iraq? No, he was a captain. Honorably discharged. And we've had him in studio a few times. And it's on the news. The police say we're not going to release our dash cam video because of our ongoing investigation. This is a guy sees a police officer jumping on and reportedly beating a woman at a 7-Eleven parking lot. He starts taking photos of it. He had an old phone, so he's going to get a smartphone, a tracker phone. And he was taking photos about 10 feet away, 15 feet away. He was there at the gas pump. This all starts in the gas pump next to him, and they pull her over. They're beating up the woman out of the passenger seat, according to his report and other witnesses that have stepped forward. So the cops run over. He's got his hands up. He leans back from the police officer because they don't know somebody was videotaping across the street. Now, the cop had said that he'd assaulted him and stuff, but once that video came out, they said, well, he spit on us because they knew the video was shot at about 100 yards away. So you couldn't tell if he was spitting or not. So, he spit on me. And now, of course, there's the cop car pulled up right there. The veteran saying, release the video. And Arde Saveda, the police chief, says, no, I'm not going to. And it's always the same, ladies and gentlemen. In Houston, they pulled over that former CIA section chief, Carnaby, who was reportedly a whistleblower. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, went down to Houston to investigate it. And the guy certainly was CIA on record, had all these awards. The media spun it and said he's not even CIA. But they get him out of the car. He doesn't resist. He's standing there, and the cops execute him. And you know what? They won't release the squad car videos. They got the helicopter shot of him clear as day executing him. He was on the run, I guess, knew something he wasn't supposed to know. But they've got, especially on big departments like Houston, L.A. was the first to do it on record back in the 60s. They have hit teams in every police department, actual hit teams. And a lot of times it's a quasi-mafia, but it's government-approved. And when the gangs get out of line or somebody doesn't pay them their cut, they just send cops to kill you. Now, they're called the Vikings. I've actually met some of them, retired detectives, in Los Angeles. They just can do whatever they want. Police gangs, ladies and gentlemen, the Vikings, look them up. There have been famous incidents of them executing people and doing a lot of things. And sometimes there's sub-gangs of cops, but then they always shut those down. So, I mean, I don't know if they have hit teams on the Austin Police Department. A lot of times they're unsanctioned. They're compartmentalized. It's admitted that all over the country, the CIA is now involved with police departments and the threat fusion centers and recruiting. But they could just pull me over, or I go to the wrong town where they've got their guys. They could pull me over, shoot me, and just say, you know what, we're not releasing the squad car video. National security. They could say whatever they want. They could have me get on my knees, shoot me right in the back of the head. They could do it to you. They did it to Carnaby. Get out of the car. He gets out. Boom, you're dead. Oops, helicopter caught that. Went out live. Doesn't matter. You want close-up video? We're not going to release that. You know, I love how they always talk about the veterans, the system does, about how much they love them, how much they care about them, how great they are. But I've got an article here. Police get help with confronting veterans, officer.com. And, they're training for their number one enemy, returning military. Oh, because these are people you just can't bully all day that'll actually break and respond. And the article actually says that more and more. The number one thing killing SWAT team members and others is trained military people. Yeah, they've actually been fighting men and people that are shooting back at them in some cases. It's not just raiding drug dealers that didn't pay their cut to you or whatever. And they're people that have already killed so many people and feel bad about it that they're ready to die. And so they're ready to sell their life for a bunch of you guys. What do you think's going to happen as they try the gun confiscation they're training the military and police for? What is going to happen when 1% of the 10 million plus veterans fight back against you? Total devastation. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing the system can do. No amount of robots, drones, nothing will help you. And of course, the globalists have all this set up by design. They think they're going to have some cutesy civil war, and out of this problem, reaction, solution, everything will break down, and then later we'll beg for total tyranny. I don't see that happening. And what's really creepy is in every place in the United States, every major city that we've spot checked, they're training for at least 5 years the Explorer Scouts. We first learned about this from listeners, and it was in the New York Times and other publications. They're training 14 and 15-year-old boys to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans and kill them. People laugh, oh, we've got some 14-year-olds. The first 14-year-olds to be trained are now 19. The point is, the criminals that have hijacked our government are training for absolute war against Americans. Now, I'm going to go through a bunch of news when we get back. Thailand backs Twitter censorship policy. And this is all part of the new treaty. Internet censorship, past and present. ACTA is worse than SOPA. Here's what you need to know about...
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Aaron Dykes, one of our investigative reporters here and a frequent host of InfoWars Nightly News, ran in there in the break and he said, you know how you're talking about how the government runs organized crime? Well, yeah, it's on record. So many testimonies in Congress, history. He said, don't forget Zbigniew Brzezinski, top globalist think tank leader. His book, Between Two Ages, I remember this being on the bookshelf at my parents' house, this book with this cover. I didn't read it when I was a kid. I just remember that cover. Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. You notice the globalists call themselves technocrats. Okay, they've planned all of this. They've designed the technology with Trojan horses to control. You think the technology has the use that you're using it for. That's only the bait on the hook to get you to use Google, to get you to use the cell phone. It's designed as a tracking and taxing grid. Listen to what Brzezinski says. This is a guy who also wrote a book 2 years ago bragging that they created Al-Qaeda and that they the U.S. government funded Pol Pot. Oh, just type in Zbigniew Brzezinski, Pol Pot quotes. And he's very proud that he helped finance them and they killed 30% of their population. That's why he's respected by globalists. The actual owners have awe at their master generals, their technocratic generals. And Zbigniew Brzezinski is one. So is Henry Kissinger. This is on page 6. A characteristic feature of concentrated humanity is the routinization of conflict. Direct violence becomes increasingly regulated and restricted and ultimately comes to be considered as a deviation from the norm. Organized mechanisms in the form of uniformed salaried personnel are established to confine violence to socially tolerable limits. A certain measure of crime is accepted as unavoidable for the sake of order. Therefore, organized crime is generally preferred to anarchic violence, thus indirectly and informally becoming an extension of order. There you are, page 6. In fact, zoom in on that with a document cam shot for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. So you need to understand, I remember some documents we've covered came out in the 70s in Chicago that what we already knew was going on, that the police departments were regulating the crime and certifying different organized crime syndicates. Well, I mean, that's already known. Remember what happened, and there's so many examples of this, but remember J. Edgar Hoover in the early 1950s in testimony to Congress saying there's no such thing as organized crime, that it is a figment of crime reporters' imagination. Basically, they were conspiracy theorists. Now, why was that? Because J. Edgar Hoover, on record, lived a lifestyle of an incredibly rich person. J. Edgar Hoover was being paid off. J. Edgar Hoover was incredibly corrupt. The G-men were only there to shut down small syndicates that were involved in prohibition running liquor that weren't paying their cut. And if you go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, which became the main hub of creating Everclear or moonshine to be shipped all over the United States, at their little museums there in the city, the tour guides on record and the books that they sell from the Little Historical Society, it's all the Rockefellers were there, the Capones, all of them. And the elite would all come there to get treated for syphilis and other things that they had from all their sexual activity. But that they would, you know, produce the liquor there and then ship it by train all over the United States, and that the U.S. government was involved. But of course, J. Edgar Hoover in the 1950s could sit there and tell the childlike public there is no such thing as organized crime. Now, you hear that today and you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows there's organized crime. Really? Hollywood teaches you that it's only the Italians. Or the Mexican mafia, or, you know, some Russian mob. Oh, really, the Russian mafia is the NKVD, the whole GRU, KGB apparatus that never went away. FSB. You can go look up the connections to that. Organized crime is only the black arm, the black op arm of government. Government itself a black op arm of the megabanks. So, the child kidnapping rings, the drug dealing, All of it is banker run. Our country's everything. Grow up, folks. When the troops got mad about being told to grow the opium, the government just went public that they're growing the opium. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. When a cop pulls you over and wants to search your car for drugs, he knows full well his boss is shipping all in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GC. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me try to be a little more disciplined. Let me attempt, because I've only probably got 200 articles here in front of me. Every one of them I could spend 3 hours on. Here's CBS News out of Hercules. Where is Hercules? It says the Lupine Hills Elementary School in Hercules. In fact, I had this last night and didn't cover it because I meant to go do a search and find out where Hercules is first. I guess it's outside San Francisco. That's what it looks like. Yeah, it is. A East Bay dad claims a game of tag on the playground resulted in his 6-year-old son being accused of sexual assault. And the school, it goes on, says that touching someone on the leg is sexual assault, and he's now going to be listed as basically a sexual offender and has been put in a database. Yeah, I see this all the time in the news, and they've got a local magazine called Busted, a weekly newspaper that comes out And sometimes I'll buy it and look through it. Mainly it's DWI. Sometimes you see, you know, urinating in public, sexual indecency. And I see the reports where people pull off on the highway now in the middle of nowhere, like we all did growing up. And you go in the bushes and the cops pull up and run over and say, what were you doing? And if you're honest, they go over and get samples and everything, put you in handcuffs and take you to jail because they've been ordered to. And when I was up at Bilderberg 2006 in Ottawa, Canada, in a suburb of it, the hotel was built out in a kind of defense contractor complex with like lakes and ponds and geese everywhere. It was well out. It was like 20 miles outside Ottawa or 15 miles outside. So it was big hotels and golf courses built in the countryside. And all there was this hotel and then, you know, a half mile away, a defense contractor building with barbed wire fences. So there was nowhere to go to the bathroom. And the cops were all ordered, sometimes more than 20 of them. So it was about 10 squad cars at any one time to be parked all around there. And I guess they didn't want to go through all the security procedures to go in to the Brooksfield Hotel to urinate. So they would all just go across the street to a field and woods and urinate. And, of course, the protesters over the 3 days were doing the same thing. So I'd talk to the police. Most of them are really, really nice. And I was like, you know, in the U.S. they arrest us. And he goes, arrest you for going to the bathroom in the woods? And I go, he goes, yeah, I've heard that. I go, but I see you guys going over there. And he goes, well, what are we supposed to do? I go, exactly. So are you going to arrest us for going over there? And he goes, no. That's ridiculous. See, I mean, in America is so sick. I mean, I hear about all the time. I know business people and others who've been in national forest urinating up against a tree and the ranger comes over and handcuffs them. I mean, we're being turned into totally domesticated creatures that live in a false environment. I said I'd discipline myself and cover 200 articles. Of course, you know, it's not going to happen. Here is this CBS News out of Hercules, a suburb of San Francisco. And going back over a decade ago, they first banned dodgeball, everybody's favorite game. Then they banned tag, and they banned wrestling, and then they banned touching. Guys, people won't believe this. Search running at recess banned. I mean, there'll be hundreds of articles. That's been and running is now could be dangerous. You could fall down. You could skin your knee. And so they're banning running, and they were playing tag. And this child reportedly touched the other on the leg, tackling them. I mean, what now if a coach slaps you on the back or the good job, you know? Oh, sexual assault, take him to jail. Meanwhile, Dynecourt and Halliburton are in the Chicago Tribune, Associated Press. This is 5 years ago. But hundreds of articles you can pull up where they're on record with C-130s and women and children they've grabbed at gunpoint, loading them up, and the UN does it, flying them to Thailand, Saudi Arabia, Israel, where they're actual sex slaves, and sometimes they snuff film them. This came out on Italian TV. They actually, this was Russian-connected gangsters that were doing that, blowing the children's heads off. And they were selling the videos to Hollywood rich people. It came out in a few articles in the U.S. They were selling the videos for as much, they reported, for $50,000 per VHS. This is like 5-6 years ago. VHS tapes of, I'm not going to even say what the Italian news blurred it and played it on national TV, and they actually got fired for it. But it was 2-year-olds being raped and then having their heads blown off with revolvers. This is the type of stuff. So again, in this criminal, yeah, there's town hall, running at recess, banned. They banned running at recess, and the police arrest you. There you go. Town hall, George Will. The police arrest you. So the police arrest you for running or for playing tag, arrest you. But the Fortune 100 defense contractors, the UN, just type in UN's sexual abuse, UN raping children. I mean, it's every day it's in the news. These are brigades of pedophile sickos who love getting paid near minimum wage and stomping around in the worst cesspits in the world because they can kill and murder whoever they want. It is hunting, raping, killing, slaughtering, raping women, full-grown men, children. You can type into the search engine, UN troops barbecuing children, UN troops raping. I mean, it's all there. Newspaper articles, all of it. I mean, just, it is a hell force. UN troops in South Sudan raping children. Daily Telegraph. That was from when? Yeah, that's 2007. But again, I mean, it's just unlimited. That's just the first thing they pulled up. So this is how the criminals operate. The opium is publicly grown by our troops and loaded on C-130s and shipped into Europe and the United States. Pat Tillman wrote letters home saying he was going to come back and talk about it. So they just murdered him. You're talking about 500 bill just in opium out of there. Another 500 bill, same number, in total drugs brought into the U.S. every year. There's BBC, peacekeepers abusing children. They're loading them on C-130s. The highest dollar ones are Southern and Eastern and Western European children. And they're engaged in every evil under the sun publicly, but all these Hollywood people who are concerned about sex trafficking, but you know, that's the big trendy thing now, the system always takes over the fight against breast cancer, the fight against children being kidnapped, the fight against any abuse that's going on, so they can control the debate and control the advocacy and then collect money from the public that they actually use to shut down cowboy grassroots traffickers in drugs, in organs, in diamonds, in children. These are models that are used. And they have movies against the blood diamonds, which is really... Now, there it is. Aid workers raping children. Major charities running child kidnapping rings. That's good, guys. I mean, people can go find it for themselves because every time they put the articles on screen, I kind of turn and start reading them on air. It's an unlimited, bottomless black pit directly into the vortex of hell with unlimited criminal government rendition flights, torture, torturing children. Why do you think at every one of the torture bases in Iraq, the Army's own reports, just type in Army report on torture and abuse at Abu Ghraib and you will get the big PDF. Read the hundreds of pages. The phosphoric acid on the children, all of it. I mean, this is dungeon keeper Jeffrey Dahmer beyond anything you can imagine. And why do you think it goes on everywhere? Because it's what they like to do. And they sell you on torture like it's a good thing to get the bad guys to keep you safe. When in truth, this is a society of psychos and pit demons who want to openly do what they do safely because they want the big bonanza America and Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They want to do here what they've done all over the world. Now, this is how it works. They publicly, in the 80s and 90s, got caught shipping cocaine in and still run it all in and still constantly get caught. Nobody gets in trouble. The government does. And select corporations and the banks that launder it. They're bringing in the opium, all of it. And when they get caught, their new thing, I know I marvel every day about this, is to think about this. Have Fox, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, ABC News all make excuses that the troops help grow the opium because if they don't, the Al-Qaeda will and they'll get the money. That's what Brzezinski says in his book, Between Two Ages, written back in the 70s. Let me give you the actual publishing date. I'm going from memory that it was written in the 70s. I did read this when I was in college. Yeah, 1970. He says the governments of the world control organized crime because that makes it manageable. That's how they sell the excuse. Makes it manageable, grabbing kids off playgrounds and putting them on C-130s to take them to Saudi Arabian royalty can rape them and blow their heads off if they feel like it. No, the government has raced to the bottom and is purely satanic and demonic and filthy, serial killing, murdering demons. None of us are safe. Hell has been released, okay? It's already going on. The New World Order isn't coming. It's already here. Everybody gets upset when the troops shoot dogs or blow people's sheep up in Afghanistan or Iraq for fun or torture a puppy on video because we haven't been taught, haven't seen simulated murders of dogs millions of times on TV. We've seen simulated murders of humans where we see it as entertainment now. We've lost our humanity. But through animals and all these groups wanting to protect animals, which I think is fine, we can find our humanity. What about children? What about a three-year-old, a five-year-old grabbed out of their backyard, grabbed out of the public school? Or a lot of times they have CPS come in and shop for the kids they want, and the kid just disappears. Remember 6-7 years ago, CNN was reporting thousands of children missing that CPS had taken, that were finding them buried and dead and in foreign countries. And then that politically went to the top of the CPS, where the entire leadership were convicted pedophiles. And then the story stopped right there. It stopped because it went too high. See, there's not complete control of the media yet. There's still reporters that want to get the truth out. But when they find out just how bad it is, when it breaks through to the other side, that's why I say I've seen reality. I've really studied what's going on, and it's so totally hellish. All you can do is resist it. There is not a discussion about backing off. A lot of people hear me talk about these horrid things, and they say, well, we better shut up. We better go along with this. These people sound really evil. Don't you get it, folks? That's how they win. That's why they've been winning. Because what they do is so horrible, people are intimidated, people can't believe the scope of it. You come face to face with something so horrible, so totally evil, that you can't believe it. How many times in criminology have you read where the neighbor seems so nice, so friendly, drives a nice car, business suit, and they dig up 30 bodies in the backyard? And then there's videos, you know, and photos the person has of them torturing people. And the neighbors are like, I had coffee with him. He took care of my son. He watered our plants. I knew him for 20 years. I can't believe it. You better believe it. You better believe it real good. Because I'm going to say it again, and finally it's starting to get into the news, and I want to think that we're actually getting some of this going. Here's the London Independent. Research into mutant flu must go on. Scientists dismiss U.S. group's fear the creation of airborne H5N1 virus could inspire bioterrorism. As if it's going to inspire it. They've made it. They've made mousepox, Ebola, airborne, that kills in every case, depending on what pathogen, 91, 92, 93, 94. Some of these kill. 99% of the target mammalian species they're made for. I know I keep harping on this. I mean, the police are arresting people that run at recess all over the United States. You see, you think I exaggerate? I said, pull up articles about them banning running. They pull up a bunch of articles where they're arresting five-year-olds for running. Where they're arresting seven-year-olds for tag. Where this is going on. Meanwhile, they're grabbing children worldwide, raping them, and then chopping their heads off, blowing their heads off on video. And I'll never forget, I walked out of P.F. Chang's about 3-4 years ago. And there were a whole bunch of cops that had been in there eating in uniform. They were all laughing and stuff. And I said, hey, how are you guys doing? They go, oh, Alex Jones. And of course, these were senior guys, you know, all arrogant, drunk on their power. Because lower-level cops always seem to be better. And I'm like, hey, that's the DynCorp building right there. They got a new name for it. I said, you know what they are? And they looked at me and they said, yeah, we work there. I said, you know about the big sex scandals? Child kidnapping worldwide. They went, yeah, we do. It's just like, man, you guys think you're safe? You think that's funny? You just signed on spiritually to what those people did. I mean, I literally spiritually could just see the demons coiling around them and slithering around those cops' souls. I'm not saying I physically saw it. I'm just saying the image in my mind I was just like, whoa. I mean, I feel so sorry for those childlike, arrested development, cowardly vessels of demonic filth begging to be delivered into hell. And don't worry, you're not going to have to wait till you die to be delivered into hell. It was funny to them when responsibility showed up and talked to them. When one of the scum, who usually are afraid of them and scurry in fear from them, said something to them. I wanted to see what they'd say. You know what? They looked at me and a couple of them acted thrilled and empowered and said, yeah, we work for them, and had twinkles in their eyes. You just signed on, pal. You're now an accomplice. It's not about the letter of the law. It's about the spirit of the law. You ought to hit your knees and repent to God. I can't imagine the type of karma, reap what you sow, bad luck, whatever you want to call it, that brings on you. To make jokes about that. You know, if you thought I was a liar, you should have gotten my face and told me that. No, but you know I'm not. You just made a joke about it. You just think about those little kids tied up begging for their life.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, here's the deal. More and more you notice I get to some of the news, but not a lot of it, because everything is connected. You know, I read an article about being charged with sexual assault, you know, if you're 7 years old or whatever, because you played tag and touched somebody on the leg. Or how kids are being arrested, period, as young as five. Oh, this is a six-year-old with a sexual assault, you know. As young as five, being arrested just for running, USA Today, Town Hall, all reporting it with straight faces. Like, should we be arresting five-year-olds? That's like saying, should we be shooting ourselves in the head? No. But it's all about control mechanisms. It's about making the general public criminals. That's why I get so mad when a cop pulls me over and starts asking me what's in my car and asking me if I have drugs. I'm like, are you kidding? Even if I did, which I don't, any moron knows the drugs are shipped in by the government. And then you want to bust me with some to put me in prison? I mean, I don't even eat your MSG. By the way, you know the type of drugs they put in our food? Have you read those additives? Every one of those pharmacological additives is just a drug that they got added as a food additive. Here's New Yorker magazine, The Caging of America. Why do we lock up so many people? And it goes on to report there's now 6 million people. 6 million people are under correctional supervision in the U.S., more than were in Stalin's gulags. Yeah, no one has ever done that. And by the way, all over the world, prison populations are skyrocketing. You know, you can't tell me the federal courts are real when they've been caught in all their fraud and they convict 98%. You think 98% are guilty? They only have that kind of conviction rate in North Korea and here. You can't tell me 6 million people in prison. And by the way, they're colleges of crime. You take somebody and for a nonviolent offense, you put them in jail, ruin their future of having a career. They're going to get out only knowing criminals, and they're going to become criminals, which is what the system wants. They want to irrevocably destroy people's lives. This is a scorched earth, New World Order takeover system, period. I want to get your take on this and more. 800-259-9231. I got all the latest on Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. I'll get to it after some calls. You know, even rhinos cannot support Newt Gingrich. And I'm not saying that makes Mitt Romney good. It's just Gingrich, if it's possible, is even worse. And now Newt goes nuclear. Gingrich slams pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, moderate Mitt Romney. Well, I mean, that's basically what Newt's been in the past, but flip-flopped. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's two globalists fighting with each other as if we've got to choose one of them. Meanwhile, Ron Paul is right in there with them, but the media never gives Ron Paul attention. They act like they're always asking, when are you going to drop out? But the key is more dirt's coming out on Gingrich, more's coming out on Romney, and as they destroy each other, Ron Paul moves up. Now, there's election fraud involved, but we know we're not going to win if we don't come to the table and fight. We won't even be able to expose the fraud if we don't fight. At least Ron Paul's in there injecting real issues. Also coming up, I've been telling you this forever because it was in a British Ministry of Defense report, 2007, but now they're telling the general public. UK riots, paratroopers are trained in riot control. British troops are being trained in riot control activities and fears that violence and looting will return to Britain's streets. Now, in the United States, the Army Times and all the other big publications are all Stars and Stripes, you name it, reporting that they're preparing for martial law. But then the national news attacks myself and Ron Paul for warning of this just because we actually read the Army Times. It's like, oh, look, they say they're going to do this. Oh, you're crazy. See, they're not ready for you to know about this yet. So they communicate with each other. But then when someone actually reads it, that's a conspiracy theory. And Kurt Nemo got an article, British Army exercise to put down insurrection. You can see the drills here. I'm going to show you a photo of this. It's amazing. Gosh, look at that photo with them with the machine guns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.